Item number 15, from the Director of Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to amend Section 15.81 of the Milwaukee County General Ordinances to create a trust fund for the Behavioral Health Division's wraparound Milwaukee program. The Committee on Health and Human Needs recommended this vote of 4-0. We approved it, I'm sorry.
Okay. Motion for concurrence has been made. Director Lucy, do you have testimony?
The wraparound program is a nationally and, in fact, internationally known program that functions as a managed care model. We get paid per member per month. And this year, our per month payment was fairly comfortable. Use that word, comfortable. Mm-hmm. And some of our expenses did not, we ended up with a surplus. Our expenses did not exceed our capitated rate. We expect that the state will make a change of our capitated rate in the future. And this money cannot go to the bottom line. It would otherwise have to be returned. And we'd like to keep this as a fund in a trust fund for years when, indeed, our expenses might exceed our payment rate. We've been working with Mr. Mansky's staff on this as well.
Any other questions or discussion?
Move approval.
I had a question. Just a basic one in terms of the creation of a trust fund. Who are the two parties? Because I thought with these trust funds that we couldn't create trust funds on our own. So you have to either have a statutory requirement to create it or you have a contractual obligation to create it. But in this case, we're just saying we want to create it. So how is that resolved here?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I'm Alex Pitts. I'm the Budget Manager for the Department of Health and Human Services. Attached to the report are actually two letters that we worked on with the Comptroller's Office, one from CMS requiring, as it states, I think in the third paragraph, that all funds associated with this Medicaid-funded program must be used for participants in the program with the exception of a small administrative fee. And then the second one is actually signed by Bruce Camrad, who runs this program for the Department of Health and Human Services, who indicates that he will indeed spend all funds related to the wraparound Medicaid program on services provided to those children. So the Comptroller's Office and we agreed that that was a requirement enough from an outside entity to establish a trust fund. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, I think it does. So we're interpreting that requirement as the obligation.
Correct. We also reviewed with Club Council.
Okay. Thank you.
Can you take the roll on the motion?
Motion to concur. Supervisor Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Provo West?
Aye.
Dursick?
Aye.
Gibson?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stanford?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Motion to concur approved 9-0.